there.
Hey.
It's an absolute pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you.
My name is Cece.
Hi, Cece.
And I'm the host of Sealed Fujoshi.
Hi, good to see you.
And I'm beyond excited about our conversation today.
Cool.
My podcast is all about celebrating the world of anime and manga that speaks to the hearts of Fujoshis and Fudanshis just like me. At Sealed Fujoshi, we're all about the joy of diving deep into the stories, characters, and creative expressions that makes our fandom vibrant. Our listeners are avid fans of your long list of work. And in this interview, it's an opportunity for them to get to know you as a person. So, Mr. Kyle Aber, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Myself, let's see. I'm 54. I'm a big, giant man-child. I'm a big nerd. I've always been a fan of pop culture and anime, even before the word existed. I grew up in the 70s, so seeing things that did come from Japan but had an English dub, they just didn't call it anime. It was just cartoons or cartoons. So watching things like Speed Racer, Star Blazers, Battle of the Planets, you know, once Star Wars came out and changed the whole pop culture landscape, I've been a lifelong Star Wars fan too. I love sci-fi. I love film in general, but horror, sci-fi, action, comedy, drama. I love pretty much all genres. Indie, big studio, all that. I'm a big tech nerd. I love 4K, HD. I love streaming. I love social media. I love seeing the technological advances we've had that make our life, you know, yeah, there's a lot of toxicity and negativity, but there's also a lot of great progress that have made our lives more convenient. And being around that and absorbing it and just to see how things progress has been a really, really fun journey.
That's good. Beyond the characters that you have masterfully brought to life, we're excited to explore you as an individual behind those iconic voices. Can you share us if you have any favorite anime or video games that holds a special place in your heart?
Well, in terms of the genre overall, I think Cowboy Bebop is one of those tentpole shows that really speak to, like, I've shown friends that don't really watch anime. And one of those things that transcends the genre and the art form is of course great storytelling and characterization and all that, and it opens the mind of people who are like, wow, I didn't know it was like this. Now it's making me intrigued to check out other titles and all that, which is fantastic, you know. And from a personal standpoint, Dragon Ball Z, obviously it's special to me as a fan, but it started my career in 2000 when I first auditioned for that as adult Gohan, and I've been playing him for 23 years now. So it's life-changing. It's fantastic to just be a part of it all.
So you have a long list of, like, history, like filmography at this point. Like, you're Gohan from Dragon Ball, as you just said. You're also Ryu from Street Fighter. You're also Fat Gum from My Hero Academia. You're also Professor Oak from Pokemon, right?
In Pokemon Origins, a little 4-episode series that was on Pokemon.com, I
did get
to be Professor Oak. I guess an alternate version. I mean, most of the cast was recorded in New York, but for whatever reason, Pokemon Origins was recorded in the West Coast. So
okay.
I got to be a part of that.
You're also Aizen from Bleach.
Yes, indeed. All according to plan.
Yeah. How does that go? Like, it's been such a long time.
Yeah. I started that in 2005. And I remember seeing the audition script calling for the character to be mysterious but friendly. And I immediately chimed into a pop culture reference. And being a film buff, I go back to the sci-fi classic 2001 A Space Odyssey. And there's an AI character named Hal. And he's very friendly and calm, but he's very kind of lethal because he pulls the plug on life support systems and hibernating astronauts. And it's like, oh my gosh, this dude's... it's not a dude, it's a machine, but... So I kind of dialed into that approach for that character, and that luckily sealed the deal as far as getting cast.
And this is another personal favorite of mine. You're Escanor from Seven Deadly Sins.
Who decided that?
I love it. Among all of these characters, can you share a funny or memorable moment that still makes you laugh?
Usually anytime, you know, if you're gassy, you try to do a one-cheek sneak and the mic still picks it up, you know, like, oh man, they heard it. Or if you, like, if you're gassy, and then the engineer says, let me come in there and adjust the mic. Like, no, no, wait a second. Just wait. You know, that, hey, we're human. You know, it happens. But there's so much audio blackmail on the hard drives of the recording studios because we don't get to rehearse. Everything is pretty much a cold read performance. We see the performance in Japanese, do it line by line, and then we're doing it. We're matching lip sync, sometimes one take, sometimes two or three, lather, rinse, repeat, work your way through the episode or the game or whatnot. But yeah, when we screw up spectacularly, and they save every last outtake.
Of course they do. For the blooper reels, right?
Exactly.
For shifting our spotlight to the present, what excites you the most about your current project, and what can fans look forward to?
Golly. Well, I can never really talk about anything until it comes out, usually, so we're under an NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
That's understandable.
But I definitely post as soon as I'm allowed to, so I imagine, you know, if there's going to be any more Dragon Ball content, they're going to need Gohan, and I don't see why they wouldn't call upon me. It's like, hey guys, I'm here, I'm ready to do it. Fans are always wanting, it's like, when's more Super? And it's like, I have heard nothing. I have no big ball to drop. There's no press exclusives here. Everybody on the Crunchyroll side is waiting alongside all of fandom for more Super to drop. Meanwhile, the manga is still coming. And hopefully we'll get to work on the new game that did get announced publicly, Budokai Tenkaichi 4.
Yes. With all of your characters, like, do you have a favorite line from any of your characters?
I love saying things as simple as, next time on Dragon Ball Z. You know, because you can apply that to anything in life. It's like, oh, I'm tired. I think I'm going to go to sleep. Next time on Dragon Ball Z. I got to go to the bathroom. You know, you could apply that to anything. But I love, you know, the Kamina quote from Gurren Lagann that's affected so many people in a positive way. It's like, don't believe in yourself. Believe in the me that believes in you, basically. It's like, that's inspirational. I love that. I love the answer lies in the heart of battle. Hadouken! You know, getting to be an iconic character in an iconic franchise. I just love getting to work in the career of voiceover, whether it's a character that's named or unnamed, a small episodic role, a big major part. I just have fun playing. Acting to me is a playground.
As our conversation gracefully winds towards a heartfelt conclusion, what message would you like to share with fans who love and adore your work?
Well, first of all, thank you to all the fans from the bottom of my heart. It feels so incredibly humbling and validating to get such positive feedback around the world through generations of fans now for the multiple decades that I've been very blessed to do this for a living. So thank you, fans, for supporting the medium of anime and manga and video games and movies, multimedia, everything. Support it with your purchases, your hard-earned dollars. I think that goes a long way. And now with social media, we're able to help spread that message of support with your money. Support the actors and the writers with the current strike that's going on. It's not affected my part of the industry, but I definitely stand in solidarity for people understanding that everyone deserves to be paid well and have good, fair working conditions, especially with AI on the rise. And that's a threat, not just to entertainment, but affects every aspect of life. Everyone's career path could be severely affected by that. And awareness is key. Awareness is the strongest weapon we have right now. So thank you all for keeping an open mind, for embracing the culture, and continuing to have an open dialogue about the support and everything. It means the world.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you had a good time at Anime Magic this year.
Absolutely.
Mr. Ebert, as a little thank you for giving me your time for this little interview, I hope you accept
Ooh.
This humble gift.
Ooh, I get free stuff.
Yes, sir.
Gourmet treats. Ooh, freeze-dried, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I got free swag. Yes. Ooh, I'm going to be munching these on the plane.
I'm happy, sir. I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.